And this woman was white-haired, and I don't know whether she had done something that caused her to be put in jail or whether she was just working in the jail. Anyhow, she was there, and he says, told him when she died, he said, "Now, if you let me take her and embalm her, I'll bury her and no expense at all to anybody." Mm-hmm. Well, so then they let him do it. Well, he embalmed her, and I can see her just as well as anything. She had a lot of hair and was white as snow, mm-hmm. and had two plaits mm-hmm. that she rolled around the head. Mm-hmm. Well, that was all fixed. Mm-hmm. And so they had her in the window. And you know, if you'd put anybody in the window now and go off and leave, they wouldn't be there tomorrow.
That's probably true, yeah.
By the meanness mm-hmm. that goes on. Right. So anyhow, every morning I'd go by that to see if she's still there.
Oh!
Because I'd go around by the jail just mm-hmm. to go by there. Mm-hmm. Well, then I went, then after she was there, I bet they kept her there a month, and she still was all right. So then they moved up to place. You know where Frank has his
drugstore
in there. Well, all that place in there was Robin. So, in a big window they had there, he put her, and she stayed there for 3 or 4 days. Mm. So the people in town would know.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was such a little town mm-hmm. that anybody could see.
Mm-hmm.
And then right back of where Ms. Crow had a stove, right in front of Mayfair, you know, just mm-hmm. across. Well, just back of that was a brick house, and that belonged to a butcher, the man that had a butcher shop.
Mm-hmm.
And so he, and it had roses, red roses, I know, going up there. Well, then they tore that down just like they tan everything else mm-hmm. down. And my aunt lived right, was next to it,
mm-hmm.
had a fence next to it. And so then, after that, why, they were just stoves along, and old Uncle Billy Jones, that's this Rena Blackup, his grandfather, he had a stove just across the street, just a wooden stove, you know, like country people would have. And he sold hides, all kinds of hides. And that's the way he made his living. Mm-hmm. And he lived where Fern Rogers' house is now. Mm-hmm. That was his home.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Oh, oh goodness, really, I can talk and talk and talk about old.
Oh, well, that's all that I'm interested in, is old kinds of things. That's what I'm interested
and
in. Well, tell me, where was your father born?
My father was born in, let's see. Tennessee.
Oh, he was born in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in Tennessee. You don't know.
No.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere in Tennessee. Well,
his name was Rufus Payton.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. His name was. Mm-hmm. Well, so your mother then was raised up here in White County.
Yeah, she grew. She was right. Born down here.
Born right out here, yeah. Uh-huh. So she went to school here in White County then, didn't she?
Yeah, uh-huh. And the school then, like a college, mm-hmm. was, you know where Joe Knox lives?
No, I don't think I do.
Well, it's down Main Street.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know where Truman Baker built mm-hmm. that funny house?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's about two houses below there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where the school was.
I see.
And it was called the Searcy Institute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so she came in and went to school.
And she went to school there, and then she taught there.
Mm-hmm.